Hello and welcome to it's to Making Sales Social podcast with the topic of integrating AI into personal branding on LinkedIn. I'm so excited to talk about this.
Welcome to the Making Sales Social podcast, featuring the top voices in sales, marketing, and business. Join Bryn Tillman, Stan Robinson Jr., and me, Bob Woods, as we each bring you the best tips and strategies our guests are teaching their clients so you can leverage them for your own virtual and social selling. Enjoy the show.
Hi, Stan and Bob. How are you guys today?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Awesome. Thank you.
Doing fabulous. You know, I'm really excited. We have gone like full deep end on AI, right? For content, for branding, for so excited. And today we're going to talk a little bit about how do we integrate ChatGPT and AI into personal branding on LinkedIn. This is not the full blown everything, but we're going to cover some top level strategies and tactics to use AI to improve your brand and amplify your voice. We're going to start with Bob talking about his model, which is now our model, but that he invented on called CRISP. And this is a great social selling AI prompt to keep in mind when creating most of your content. It's not 100% all the time, but these five steps will help you optimize your prompt building skills. So, and was that a good introduction there, Bob?
Yeah, because I want to use like, it's all about the base, no trouble. It's all about the prompt,
No.
But I don't know what the no is. So anyhow, but we'll work on that. So anyhow.
No trouble.
Yeah, that were, ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, so CRISP is essentially a way to structure prompts so that you can optimize your interactions with ChatGPT so that the responses that you're getting from ChatGPT or any AI, and this will work with any of the generative AI out there, just so everyone knows, we say ChatGPT in place of just, you know, everything, basically, just because we don't want to keep on listing every single one that's out there. So CRISP is a prompt structuring approach. It's designed to optimize your interactions with ChatGPT. So again, you want something specific out of ChatGPT. To do that, you need to put specifics into ChatGPT, and that's what CRISP is all about. So prior to implementing CRISP, you need to have your goal. You need to know what it is that you want out of it. Now, you may not know specifically, and for that, you can even ask ChatGPT, what are the types of questions I should be asking or answering for you to do this. You could do that as well. I do that a lot, actually. But you should have an overall goal for it. So the first one is going to be, so CRISP is an acronym. The C in CRISP refers to context, which is the setting or situation where you are writing the prompt in. So it starts to give ChatGPT a memory to both start and continue throughout the string of prompts that you'll be giving it, because you're probably not going to have everything in one prompt. So the context is important, because just keep in mind that whenever you start a new prompt within a ChatGPT, within a generative AI, and I always liken this back to science fiction, you're essentially creating a new universe. It's not going to necessarily refer back to any other prompts that you've written in the past. Now, there are some caveats there, but we won't get into that right now. But generally speaking, you're creating a new universe. So the next one, if Bryn could switch it, is role. So that is the R in CRISP. So this refers to the role the AI, you want the AI to play in writing the prompt. Now, a lot of times it's just going to be you, or, you know, you may just start out with a very generic thing, but then if you're not getting the type of output that you want, especially when it comes to writing content, you're going to want to place it in a role. So you may want to you may want it to speak like a Brian Tracy or a Brené Brown or a Jack Welch or, you know, something like that. Even Gary Vee. You can actually have fun with Gary Vee. I've done Gary Vee several times and it's come out with some really interesting things. Or you may want it to give advice like a professional coach or an analyst with one of the big four consulting firms or something like that. It needs to be as specific as the situation needs. And if you want to do it yourself in your own voice, if you've got enough stuff that's on the internet that ChatGPT can draw from, you can just say, you know, research my voice on the internet. If not, you can create a PDF document that has some of your prior content in it and then upload it at the beginning of the chat and say, you know, base it on my voice, which I have uploaded to you. That's a great way to do it. The next is inspiration. That's the I. So that could refer to two things, a prompt's main idea or the theme, you know, what you want it to do, what you're inspiring it to do. Inspiration can also come from specific URLs or web pages in a prompt that allows the AI to generate content and fall back on these specific URLs, or it could be a PDF or something that you upload to. It doesn't necessarily have to be web-based. You can upload something directly to it. That's it for inspiration. And I know we're going through this stuff quick. Scope is S, and that's what steers the AI's focus. So if you're a B2B salesperson, for example, a broad scope might entail, you know, general sales strategies. You know, what can I do in this particular situation if I'm calling a prospect for the very first time? Or it could be more narrow, for one example, targeting specific client negotiation tactics. And you can also use scope for word and character limits. That's important with LinkedIn posts. It may not follow it all the time, but more often than not, you should be able to come in with that. Now, P in CRISP stands for prohibitions. This is very valuable because sometimes you don't want ChatGPT to do something. You may not want it to include a topic or specific words or themes. So for example, a B2B salesperson may seek advice on handling a delicate client situation without discounting the product. So you would put that in as a prohibition. And that is, in a nutshell, in a very concise nutshell, the CRISP way of doing things.
Yeah. So just quickly, if you want to download the CRISP ebook, you can go to socialsaleslink.com/CRISP and it'll go into even more detail. But now that we have this foundation, Stan, is there anything you want to offer to the way to think about creating, using AI to create your brand?
One way to think about it is think about the tool you're using as an intern. If you've ever worked with interns where you have to give them very, very specific instructions about what you want them to do and expect questions. So as Bob mentioned, you'll rarely get the final answer that you want as a result of just one prompt. A lot of times you'll prompt it, it'll come back with something and you'll need to refine it. So just one way to think about it is, if you've ever worked with interns or can imagine working with one, good way to think about interacting with these tools.
Great way to think of it. I've always framed it as like an overeager assistant who really, really wants to help you and do the best for you, yet it really doesn't know what you want. So you really have to be specific. Intern is another great way to put that.
So before I jump in then, because this goes right into what Stan said, and I spelled instructions wrong because I was doing this on the fly, but if you're reading it. However, if you're listening to the podcast later, it won't matter. But custom instructions is new, and it's going to make me crazy. Can you go in and change the spelling for that, Bob? Because that'll make me nutty. Yeah. But custom instructions. So native in ChatGPT, you can put in instructions so it always knows who you are, who you serve, what you do, the solutions you bring to the table, the results that you get. And you can even create the CRISP model if there's a consistency. that you want to keep along the line. So in 4.0, you can add these instructions and toggle on and off to use it. But if you have the 3.5 and you're using the free version, you can actually just take that prompt. You can copy and paste it before you start a new chat and paste it in. Or you could use getmagical.com, which is a free Chrome extension where you can store it and pull it up pretty quickly. But the custom instructions, if you are going to use prompts over and over and over again, and you want it to be in your voice, and you want it to consistently have that same story, write your CRISP model and create that and put that into custom instructions. That role, like for us, that role is I am a sales trainer who focuses on LinkedIn and AI for business development. That I want to start with that every single time. Mm-hmm. I work with clients that are challenged with, that's great, thank you. I work with clients that are challenged with starting trust-based conversations without being salesy. What do? We do LinkedIn and AI training. I have it really, and then I have our mission, our vision in there as well. So our mission is, you know, to create great value. I have our phrases like detach from what the prospect is worth to you and attach to what you're worth to the prospect and lead to your solution, not with your solution, right? So I have all of that in my custom instructions that started with CRISP, but really I added a ton to that and I continue to add to that. So every single time I start a prompt for our brand or our content, I am starting with that same consistent story every single time.
Yep.
So wanted to start with that. So we're talking about brand on LinkedIn. So let's do a little profile for a moment. Simple. Using the CRISP model in mind, we also want to add in, who is our audience? How are we helping them? What are the results they get? What do we do? And then tell ChatGPT in 220 characters or less, write a LinkedIn headline. Now, to Stan's point, it's not going to be right the first time. But you could say, write 10 and say, I like number 3 and number 5. Let's bring them together. I like this word plus number 7. Let's see what that looks. Give me 10 more with that in mind. So keep in mind, this is ChatGPT. It's chat. It's not ask a question and get an answer. It's let's have a conversation with AI. And so that's that intern. I love that intern. I have that in my head now. Like that's that perspective, right? So it's about having that conversation. So for those, we have a lot of folks on today. Right now, I see live 45 people are in LinkedIn Live. We've got quite a few, 6, I think, on YouTube. Like this is for the middle of the day. We love this. I'd like to hear in comments, have you used ChatGPT for your at all or any kind of AI for your LinkedIn profile? Put a Y or an N in chat or in the comments. Just out of curiosity, as you guys are listening, I'm curious if you've used AI. And again, Bob said, we say ChatGPT, but it could be Bard, it could be Gemini, it could be Copilot. Like there's a million out there, right? So let's talk about the about prompt. And so all of this, keeping CRISP in mind, we also want to add the challenge your buyers face, your insights, your call to action, your contact information, along with CRISP. So let's think about this. We start with here's who I serve. Here's the challenge they're facing. I want to add insights that add value around this topic, around this challenge. You don't have to be like grammatically correct, you know, just here are the things, here are my thoughts or what I want to come out there. Write a 2000, it's 24, 26.
It's 26 now, 26 characters.
Yeah. with a call to action for and then you add your contact information. So really very powerful. I just want to take a look. We've got not yet, yeses and nos, not for my profile. So yeah, and so the profile is a great place to start. I will say it's never going to give you exactly, but it'll get you to 80%. And even when we're writing profiles now, we've written profiles for decades, right? And we've always done it manually, but we downloaded our collective brains into really some prompts that are just getting us there faster. So we can do entire profile makeovers in an hour, which is really cool. Go ahead.
Really cool. Yeah. So, I mean, I just want to say that even when it comes to that, we still are putting in our own voices. But, especially when someone comes to us and says, you know, hey, I need a profile done. We have no idea what they do or how they do it or whatever. I call it a blank piece of paper syndrome, which is now blank screen syndrome, because you're sitting at that Word document and you're looking, going, I have no idea what I'm going to do. ChatGPT and the other generative AIs get you to finish so much more faster than it was before, than you could do before, but you still need to add the human voice to it, because even if you upload every single thing in there, it's probably still not going to come out perfect. Like Bryn said, it's going to come out to 80, maybe even 90%. The most basic thing that I urge people to do, even if you've got all of this other work going into it in terms of training it in your voice and things like that, read the copy out loud.
Yeah, I love that.
It doesn't sound right when you read it out loud. It means you still need to improve it.
And I'm going to share that I just thought of with your prohibitions. If you start seeing phrases that are not in your voice, add that as a prohibition. Do not use phrases like this.
Yep.
That's a prohibition, right?
Yep.
I in my custom instructions, I think I have something, do not ever start anything with in a world of, and I have like phrases that sound like ChatGPT. Yep. I keep adding that in a prohibition.
Yep.
So if you're doing this, learn from that. Like you could, I'm switching this because I hate it. Make it a prohibition for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. ChatGPT sometimes likes to talk like movie trailers. I have no idea why, but you got to get it to stop doing that. You know, that in a world where,
I
can't think of anything else at this point, but you know what I mean.
I hear your voice every time I read that, even if it's someone else's. I just hear the Bob Woods in the background. You know, in a world where transformation is the best thing ever.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And the digital landscape is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like an institutional IBM type commercial. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it will help you overcome writer's block, though. That's 100%. One of the beautiful things when you hit that wall.
We'll talk about that after this one, because I love that. Stan, you want to talk about experience and kind of just the pieces that should go into experience, so it's not just a resume?
Yep. So, you know, a resume is so dry, whereas an experience, you can tell your story of your particular, I'm trying to find another word for experience. Yeah, your why, personal to you in terms of how you got started with the particular role that you're involved with and so forth. And as we've been talking about, ChatGPT can help with that, although you're going to have to do some tweaking so it doesn't sound like everybody's experience.
Yes.
Yeah. And the ad media part, you'll have to do yourself. It's funny, I just thought of that, just thinking about, that part you're going to have to think through yourself for now.
True. Yeah, that is true. So I agree with you, right? Telling your story, how you got here. You know, I'm talking with a banker the other day as we were working on their story. And they're like, well, it was who hired me out of college. That's why I'm a banker. It was the first company that I didn't have any aspirations. I graduated with a business degree And they hired me. And so 35 years later, I'm still in banking. But why did you stay in banking then? You didn't have to stay there. You could have applied for other jobs, right? But you stayed. So we all have this why. We all have this, we're here. And just here for a paycheck isn't going to cut it, because you could get a paycheck anywhere. Is it that you love how you're helping your clients? Is it the passion around the work that you do, the impact you're making? So it turns out, right, that this guy who didn't have this big story ended up talking about he stayed because there was a small business that was not able to get capital from the big banks. He's a community banker, and he was able to come in and kind of push the underwriting a little bit because their underwriter could come on site, see what they were doing. It was a retail pub. It was like a store and whatever, it doesn't matter. So, but they needed capital to survive. And because they were this local business and the community, it was a community business, and the community banker could come in and really help them get the line of credit that they needed to survive. And now decades later, they're thriving. Like when he told that story, I'm like, that's your story. Like that, like we have those. What is the impact that we've made? And when we can tell that story in our experience, especially we're not looking for a job, but even if we are, a future employer will love that, by the way. But you tell that story, and then you go into, and that's why I love what I do, because I can help my clients do this, 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 and this by doing it this way. And then I like a call to action, right? So if you're exploring solutions like the one that we were able to help this client with, reach out. Here's my calendar link, my email, my phone number. And yes, that can all go into your experience. So I want to go to what you were saying, Stan, on content. So talk a little bit about how do you use ChatGPT, because content is also our personal brand, by the way. Bob got the Blue In badge for top voice because of content. That is now his brand.
So, you better believe it.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Freaking excited. Go check out Bob's Blue In on his profile. It's amazing. So, but Stan, talk about how, you know, the biggest thing salespeople have is the challenge for time, and they're typically not writers. So talk about how you recommend ChatGPT for that personal branding and content.
Yes. So if you're writing, you're in sales, so you're writing for yourself, so to speak, but you want to produce content that is relevant for your intended audience that will help your prospects actually do what they do more effectively, as opposed to content that is purely salesy, promotional, and promoting your own product or service. So ChatGPT can give you insights into the world of your buyer beyond what you know. Now, presumably you're very well versed on the world of your buyer, but there's always additional insights. And Brent, I think, mentioned asking for 10 versions of something.
Yep.
We were talking before. That is a good idea. Do not just ask for one, because you may get 10 and you say, okay, I know this. But then you get to number 8 and the light bulb goes off. I never thought of that. And you can write about that.
Yeah, that's where the ChatGPTs of the world. The other analogy that I use is that I kind of view generative AI as a writer's room in Hollywood, where writers are bouncing ideas off of one another and really developing things. That's something that you don't get when you are just at your own computer with that blank piece of paper in front of you, and you're going, I don't know. But then you actually have ChatGPT, this writer's room in air quotes, to really bounce ideas off of and develop things as well. So, I mean, you know, yeah, you do want to be specific, But there are sometimes ChatGPT will throw something in at you. And it's like, I never thought of that before. Just like Stan said. So, I mean, when you're using it, while you want to be specific, definitely be in a bit of an open mind to accept other ideas that are coming in too, because otherwise, you know, you could be missing out on some genuinely good ideas that you're just not thinking of.
Okay. Here's mine. Ready? Crisp context. I am a writer for Saturday Night Live, and we're sitting around the desk on Monday for the next show.
It's Tuesday, but yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah, they take Monday off.
Oh, okay. But I'm sitting at the table alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So roll. I am a LinkedIn sales trainer that wants to create a skit that's educational and funny. All right. Inspiration. Get inspired by former SNL skits, and you can even bring a little Stephen Colbert in there to elevate the perspective. Scope. What would you do for scope?
It would depend on, I would say leave scope alone for now and see what it generates. And then, okay, you know, ask it for like 5 different ideas, leave scope out of it to see what it generates, and then go from there.
Awesome. And from there, you'll get the scope and the prohibitions, because you're like, no, I hate that.
Yep.
But I love that. I love that. So right. So what I just learned is you don't have to use all 5 in the first prompt.
Absolutely.
You'll probably use it by the time you get to the final outcome.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep.
So I just want to throw in a few other quick things from a perspective. Truly use your voice too. So I love Stan's ideas on getting other perspectives, but capture your own genius as well. Use your transcriptions from Zooms, from meetings, internal meetings, and you can pull out, because it'll have your name on it. So you do a Zoom or a Teams transcription and you pull it down. I have put an entire transcription together from a team meeting where I know I said 1 or 2 things that I can't remember that I said, but I like them. And I'll say, pull out all of Bryn's transcription and, you know, just give me all of that transcription. So you can use anywhere you've recorded to speak. I also use talk to text or talk to notes. So I open my notes on my iPhone. If I have an idea, I'll record my thoughts, because I'm more of a talker than a typer. And then I'll add that in with Crisp, like based on this topic and this, you know, and then I'll pull in Crisp. And then I start to get from my own original ideas. One last thing I do, if I have my transcript, I say, and I've actually changed this lately, use this transcript only. Do not research. Here's my new one I haven't shared with you yet. If you feel like you need to gather more insights to complete this, this blog post or with this content, please ask me the questions. Yep. And it does.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yep.
Very good. So I'm just so excited. And I just keep playing with this stuff. And the custom questions, I'm going to share one thing that I did in custom questions, because we do this for clients all the time. Every time I start a new chat now, ChatGPT says, is this for Bryn or for someone else? So if it's for Bryn, it will use my custom instructions. If it's for someone else, it won't.
That's interesting.
Okay. That's a good one. That's a really good one for people who are like us, who write as ourselves and write as other people.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really fun. Well, we went through a lot and there's so much more. The one thing I want to share, and I probably should have brought this out, but talk about our upcoming AI class, if anyone is interested, and then I'll put a link to it. We have an upcoming AI class.
We have an upcoming AI class that I don't remember. It's coming up. Is it next week?
Or the I'm going to post. If you go to socialsaleslink.com/events.
Events, yeah.
It's April 15th. At 11 a.m., just go to events. You have all of our events. But this is really fun. We're going to really dive down, and we're going to actually give you prompts, and we're going to work through your prompts. And this is our second one. Our beta one was last month, and it went exceptionally well, I thought.
Yeah.
So if you just go to socialsaleslink.com/events, if you're listening to this in replay, we plan on running one a month for the rest of our lives. So just go to socialsaleslink.com.
Maybe even more. You never know. But so April 15th, hopefully you're done with your taxes by then. In fact, it's pushing me to get my taxes done a little earlier because this is coming up. And it will be worth it. And, you know, hopefully you'll make enough money so that when tax time comes around next year, you'll have more to put on the tax form.
Sure. Awesome.
Why not? I had to link it somehow.
Socialsaleslink.com/events.
Yep.
All right, Bob, bring us in for a landing.
We are bringing this home. Thank you again for joining us for this episode of Making Sales Social Live. If you're with us live on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, or X/Twitter right now, we do this every week, so keep an eye out for our live sessions. If you're listening to us on our podcast, meaning that it's recorded and April 15th is in your rear view, and thank God it is, but you haven't subscribed already, go ahead and do so by hitting that subscribe or follow button and ringing that bell if there's one available so that you can see all of our new shows and get access to all of our previous shows. SocialSalesLink.com/podcast is where you want to go if you want more details on what we do. So when you are out and about this week and every week, make sure that you are making your sales
social.
All right. Oh, that one went well. I like that one.
Yeah. Fabulous. Yeah,
that was great. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Don't miss an episode. Visit socialsaleslink.com/podcast. Leave a review down below. Tell us what you think, what you learned, and what you want to hear from us next. Register for free resources at LinkedInLibrary.com. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play. Visit our website, SocialSalesLink.com, for more information.